we have. Amen. For such a troubled time as this. Amen. And in a time of prosperity as we have, and I thank God for prosperity. I remember the time, if you come in late for supper, there was no beans. I remember the time, when the floors was cold, and when you got up in the morning time, you tried to keep your feet from sticking to the floor. I remember the bare refrigerators. Hey, man, I sure do. Hey, man, and I remember when I first got saved, working a good job and went to the refrigerator and opened the door and tears run down my eyes, Brother Roberts. Hey, man, I saw that refrigerator full. I don't believe I ever saw it in my house full. There was 10 kids and Mom and Dad made 12 down in the hills of West Virginia. Hey, man, and I mean, my tears filled my eyes, and I said, thank you, Lord, for a full refrigerator. Hey, man, and I've always eaten good since I've been saved. I promised myself if God would ever let me, hey, man, if I had to do without a fancy car and a fancy house, I was going to eat, amen, and I still believe that tonight. I'm going to eat, amen. If you ever went to bed hungry, crying for something to eat, you'll know what I'm talking about. Amen. But ever since I've been saved, I have not went to bed hungry other than, had to fast, other than that. Amen. So my sermon tonight on the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. I got to thinking, amen, and I know this is a strange sermon for the prosperity of this time. Amen, but there's other things that God supplies other than materialistic. There are other things that we need for God to supply that are not in the financial realm. Here, man, I had a boy that was in trouble down there in Florida, and it wasn't to his own doing, most of it. It looked like a shit up, and I looked at that young prosecuting attorney, and I said to myself, this boy's trying to make a name for himself. Hey, man, and he's going to give you a rough way to go, son, and you're looking at 5 to 15 years. Hey, man, and I said, this boy's going to push it. And sure enough, he was pushing it. But I got down and I began to pray, and I said, now, God, we need some help. Hey, man, and I don't know anybody else that I can go to with this need that I have. And, Lord, I need you to move on this situation that I got. And I said, Lord, if you even have to take that young prosecuting attorney trying to make a name for himself, I said, I want you to take him off the case. Amen. About 2.5 months later, amen, I think the lawyer called. She'd got another prosecuting attorney, and she's a lady prosecutor. And she said, if he'll take anger management classes for 3 months, said, why, she'll drop the charges. I said, hallelujah. That's exactly what I asked for. And God supplied the need. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When your son's looking at 5 to 15 and you don't know the governor, amen, and you don't know the district attorney, amen, you need to know somebody that's higher than they are. You need to know somebody that can come down and move for you. You need to have somebody that can come by and supply the need that you have need of. My God, and God done it. Amen. And oh, hallelujah. I remember one time, and I'm going to go as a field. That's all right. I always do that. I remember one time working in a foundry. Amen. And I swung a big 16-pound sledgehammer. It don't look like I'm that big, but man, I used to muscle that thing. Amen. But one day I hit it the wrong way. Amen. And there was something just ripped right up through my stomach. My pastor landed at the point of death. I got home and I called him and I said, I need prayer. Amen. I said, I need prayer bad. I knew he was dying. Amen. He'd been sick for 3 weeks. Amen. And I hate to be this blunt, but he couldn't go to the bathroom for 3 weeks. Amen. And I knew it was going to kill him, but he wanted to go by faith. Amen. And I said, can you meet me at the church? He said, give me time to get up there. I went up there and he anointed me with oil. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell from my head to my feet. That rip up through my stomach disappeared. I shouted all over that building. Amen. I said, God came by. Amen. God came by. God supplied the need. There are many needs that we have today. There's much sickness in amongst God's people, but I still believe tonight that God is a healer and that God supplies the need. Amen. I believe tonight that healing is the children's bread. And if we can touch God, I believe God can touch us and give us what we have need of. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to say, sometimes you don't even realize the need that you have. Amen. Our sister Alice was telling Brother and Sister Robertson, we left Brother King's camp meeting and aren't in the cafeteria. He said, I feel to pray for you before you leave. Amen. And anytime a preacher, good preacher, said he feels to pray for me, whether I feel like I need it or not, pray on, brother. I'll stand right there and let you pray. He prayed over us. We left and get 30 miles down the road. Some lady cut across the highway, run me slap off the highway, and I was on the other side over that. Amen. But you know what I believe? I believe God in heaven was looking down. I believe God looked 30 miles down the road, and about 45 minutes later, and I believe God said, look, preacher, you don't realize what they're coming after you down 30 miles from the camp. Oh, but he said, Brother King, pray for the boy, and I will supply that need. And oh, did he supply it 3 or 4 times on the way up here. God intervened. We didn't get hit, and we didn't get killed. Hallelujah. Amen. God supplies every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thought about the whole legion out there in the graveyard. Everybody had given up on it. All hope was gone. Put me in mind of my daddy. Amen. My daddy been backslid 40 years. Mean, schizophrenic, paranoid, schizophrenic. Amen. In sad shape. But about a month ago, amen, he called for the preacher and he wanted to get saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, somebody said, what do you mean, preacher? Amen. When you give up on him, when you forget and think that God cannot supply the need, that God can't get a hold of him. Oh, I called him on the phone. I said, Pep, hang in there. And when I prayed, I said, God, plant him deep. Plant him way deep. Can I tell you tonight that God can plant you so deep that no power of hell can dig you out of where God plants. Woo!
Yeah. You're doing good.
And for a novelist, not bad, huh, brother?
Right. Woo!
26 years I'm a novelist. I get nervous every time I go to preach. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to run that by you again. Somebody said, well, you want to run that by me again for? Hey, man, because the devil's trying to uproot everybody in here. The devil's trying to uproot. Bro, you look like somebody I know. God bless your heart. I may know him. Woo! But anyway, hey man, let me run it by you again. I said, God can plant you so deep, there ain't enough powers in hell that can dig you out of that. Hey man, our Bible planted another way. Hey man, but he said, put your hand into the hand of God where no man, hey man, can dig you out of there. My God, the only man that can take you out of the hand of God is you yourself. God has supplied enough strength to hold you when you can't hold yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And here's the poor old legion. They done cast him out. And well, now let's don't give him too much sympathy. He done a lot of that on his own. Now let me say this. When you get out and get into the depths of sin, you're going to leave some scars on that. Amen. They'll follow you right on into the church. You can say what you want to now. They'll be not. You mean God don't forgive me? Yes, sir. Does man forgive me? Most of us do. Come on now, preacher. Oh, I'm going to say something right now. And I may get chastised. If I do, brother, you could lay it on me. Amen. God has made a way, even if you backslide. God has made a way for you to come back. God has made a way for you to have restoration. But we got too many of the prodigal sons, brothers, sitting in the church. I don't want him back in here. I don't want her back in the house. But if God has supplied the need, if God has supplied the grace, if God has pulled them back, it is up to God to restore them to their proper place. Woo!
Sounding good. That's right.
Great God. It's amazing if God, who supplies the need of forgiveness, and God, who supplies the conviction. I told you I preach as I feel. When it comes, I'll veer completely off my thought. Amen. But I try to get back around to it. I promise you, before I quit. I had a church sister when I was pastor, and I pastored for 20 years. Amen. I know what pastor's about. Amen. Little church, but we had heaven, Father. I quit counting the converts at 2,000 in 18 years, 20, 2,000 converts. But I had one lady, and only count them once. Had one sister, she would cuss, fuss, fight, tear the door off when she went out the building. I feel like I may be on a long-winded sermon, brother. I hope not, but tell you, and she said one night, I'd put up with her for several years. She said one night, "Brother Ellis, I'm believing, and I ain't never coming back." I watched her go out the door and thought to myself, "Good, I hope you never come back. I'm tired of you. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker. All you've caused me is heartache and sorrow, and I don't need nobody like you anyway." And she left. She was gone 6 months. I was happy. I was glad not to see her come. Amen. I looked up one night, Ellis, and lo and behold, my day, she walked in the back of the building. I said, "Oh, God Almighty, here she comes again. Have mercy." I thought, "Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble." I said, "Let's sing, church. Choir sung. Heaven fell. Holy Ghost fell. God said, give it all to God. I gave you all to God. I saw conviction hit her. I said, God, what am I going to do with her?" God said, "The same thing that I'm doing with her." He said, "You see that conviction all over?" I said, "Sure, I see it." He said, "You're going to deal with her as I deal with her." Oh, God. He's... And I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" He said, "Give her an altar call." He said, "Let her come down here and repent and make it right." I said, "Lord, she's been in now." He said, "Ain't no your business." In other words, I don't care how many times she's in now. Whoa, let me stop right there and give you a pastoral point. It ain't none of your business how many times they've been in now. It's your business to pray for them. It's your business to prop them up. It's your business to help them. It's your business to get a hold of God and say, "God, plant them deep that they never leave the house of God, but they always stay in the center of thy worship place." Oh, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. You got it.
Somebody told me I didn't have no wisdom. You ought to use wisdom, preacher. When I feel something from heaven, I figure that is wisdom.
That is.
Oh, somebody say amen. Oh, glory. Don't you feel God in this place tonight? Had a preacher, oh, glory. I had a preacher come preach for me one time. Boy, I mean, he blasted it. I mean, tell you, he tore it all to pieces. And I said, "My Lord, brother, I got young converts here, and you plum killed them." And I mean, he said, "You're either going to pay your tithes or get out." I said, "Oh, he's either get in or get out or get run over." I thought, "Oh, brother, don't do that. Don't do that. I got young converts. Don't do that." Oh, Lord, now I know that ain't good wisdom, but this particular night is from heaven. After church, one of the young converts come up and said, "You know," said, "me and my husband sit back our thinking," said, "here's our tithes. We decided to get in instead of getting out." I said, "Hallelujah." Amen. Can I tell you tonight that God supplies every need we have? But can I tell you, there are many needs tonight. There are emotional needs that we have. My God, a lot of church people, oh, Lord have mercy, where'd I get all this? A lot of church people are basket cases. Come on, church. I'm telling you, that would just drop down out of heaven. Woo! I preached for Brother Wilson the other night, and I skinned the church, and the whole church shouted, amen, and God came by, amen, and, oh, Lord have mercy. And I told Sister Elsa on the way up, she said, "You will preach for so-and-so." I said, "First night goes to Brother Wilson." Woo! Amen, but we got a lot of church people are basket cases. Amen, they don't know where they're coming. They don't know where they're going. They're mentally uptight. They haven't learned how to let God take care of things. We're always a worry ward. Amen, sometimes you can't help part of it. But my God, when you become a worry ward and you begin to shake, it's time for you to look up and say, "Look, God, my nerves are getting the best of me. My system's falling apart. And I can't." Oh, let me tell you tonight, if God can't do it, it's a sure shot that you can't do it anyway. If God don't save your lost people, there's no way you can save them. Amen, God. Woo! What do you, oh God Almighty, what do you mean? There's so much trouble, so much darkness, so much heartache, so much sickness going on today. Amen, that the nerves of the church is just about wore out. I'll stop right there and say this. I hope this is you, Lord. There's so much fussing and fighting in the church. And envy and jealousy and strife amongst God's people. Amen. And we're wondering why heaven ain't moving. And we got these poor old spineless preachers that get up and they can preach oratory sermons and dance all around what the problem is. Come on now. Don't you ever sit back and say, boy, I wish I hear somebody tell it like it is. Hey, amen. And when you get telling it like it is, oh, look out, preacher. You're going to stir something now. Hey, amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight. I don't care if you're a mental basket case. You hear me? I don't care if you're a mental basket case. I hear somebody say, you, preacher, you're torn off on me. You let me go where I'm going here. Hey, amen. I pastored for about, I say 20 years. Hey, amen. I'm going to tell you something. My nerves shot. My system shot. My colon got so far out of line, it shot my nerves. My nerves got so bad, I had to crawl out of the bed to get to the bathroom. My whole system had erupted. Every power of hell came after me. Hey, amen. But can I tell you what? My nerves are steady now. I went through that for 8 long years. Somebody said, 8 years? Oh, yeah. Somebody said, my Lord, I can't take it that long. You can take it as long as God is with you. He'll supply the strength and the need to keep you running. Woo! You may not be running on high octane, but he'll supply the octane anyway.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Shall. Not maybe. Not could. Shall. Shall is a definite statement. When that prodigal son came back home, amen. His father, I don't know how you preach it here, but I'll preach how I think it is. His father said, kill the fatted calf. That's right, kill the fatted calf, not the skinny, scrawny thing that them Israelites used to do when they had to give the 10th calf. Put that old arm out there and run it through that stall. And they saw a fat one coming by. They'd push him back out in the pen and try to get that scrawny, blind, lame calf that they didn't want anyway. So that arm... And so that arm would come down. Amen. And they wanted to give him the worst they had. Amen. God got a little angry with that. There's a lot of church people want to give God the worst you got. Amen. But can I tell you what? If he sent his son to die for your sins, and he punished his son, and the Bible said it pleased him to bruise his son because of the iniquity of us. Amen. Can I tell you that God has provided a way and supplied the need for every man, boy, girl, and woman to come out of their sins and to stay out of their sins and walk with God and talk with God and to be a child of the King. He said he came to his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, gave he what power or authority to become the sons and that of God. Aren't you glad tonight you're a child of the King? Aren't you glad tonight that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Aren't you glad tonight that he's your father and you are his child? Woo!
Hallelujah.
When I was a nothing and a nobody, when I was an alcoholic, when I had wasted from 15 to 20, running as wild as I could run. Amen. My mama said, son, you're going the wrong direction. You're going in the wrong path. Amen. A gambling. She said, son, a gambler's money has no home. I said, my Lord, brother, I got to watch that clock. I preach all night now. I tell you, you got to watch me. I'm getting long winded. Amen. Hallelujah. My first sermon when I preached was 45 minutes. The second was an hour and a half. So I try to keep them just about like that, from, you know, and not go any longer. But I could. Amen. And my mother would beg me, plead me, son, don't go to the tavern. Amen. A man cut my throat one night from here to here. Amen. In a tavern. He was going for the jugular. It was just so that God, amen, reached out and directed that night that he didn't get the jugular. I still got the scar on my neck where he went in deep. Amen. You know what God was saying? I'm a watching over you, boy. I've got a protecting hand of mercy on you, though you're not saved. But listen, boy, your mothers talk to you. Others talk to you. Nobody can seem to get your attention. And then one night, Brother Roberts, I heard the Lord say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Oh, Lord, I run from that voice. I hid from that voice. I tried to get away from that voice, but I could not run. God. No matter where I went, he was there. He was there. I couldn't hide. I couldn't run. No use a little wisdom on that thought. I'm going to hide something. I'm talking to me and the Lord here. When you're sinners, there's some things you just don't want everybody to know. I mean, details. You all got details in your life when you was a sinner that you like for nobody to know, don't you? So allow me the same thing.
My.
Woo!
Amen. Other than say I was a sorry scoundrel and rotten, amen, and a dog, you take it at that. Amen. Oh, amen. One day the Lord come down and sat in my car, and he said, son, said, when are you going to come and serve me? And I had something in my mind rotten I still wanted to do. I said, you give me a year, Lord. You give me a year. Then you come back and you talk to me then. Amen. It wasn't long he come back again. He said, I want to know when you're coming back or coming to get saved. I said, Lord, you know, just give me time. I said, give me another year. And the Lord said, you ain't got a year. He said, you'll be dead. He showed me blackness. He showed me hell. I said, my Lord, I ain't but 19 years old, and I'm going to go out into eternity lost. Amen. I laid my head on my pillow soon after that. Amen. I went to sleep. Dreamed the end of time had come. My Lord, and there's a casting everybody into hell. And a man come to grab a hold of me. And I said, this in my mind, it's all. God is a merciful God. One of these days he'll let me out of hell. One of these days he'll get me out of here. I feel the preacher tonight in my soul. Amen. I said he'll bring me out of here. There was a voice over the top of my head. Cried out, no, sir. No. Once you're there, there is no return out of that pit. I woke up when he rested to grab me, and I still heard a voice saying, come unto me. And you know what I did? I came unto him, and I received. Woo! And I received salvation. Oh God. Amen. Now let me go my other direction. I may quit here a minute too so I can get a second. You got another preacher tonight scheduled? Woo! All right then. Amen. Paul Legion's out there on the other side. His condition in the natural, his natural condition. Somebody said, Lord, I wouldn't like Legion. You'd be surprised how much you like Legion. Anybody ever go swimming before you got saved in public? Come on now. Some of you didn't. Boy, you know what they were when they go swimming. Come on. Come on, preacher. You mean to tell me? And I'm going to tell you whether you know it or not, or whether you recognize it or not. And I'm going to hit you with this one real nice and gentle. When you go out in public with your clothes off, even if it's to the swimming hole with a two-piece bathing suit on, you got a devil that's oppressing you to take your clothes on, and you need to get a hold of God somewhere. You need to get enough of God in you if you profess to be saved to where you can be like Legion. When people come to see you, you'll be clothed and in your right mind. When they say, oh Lord, have mercy. Somebody asked a question one time. Said, where did Legion get his clothes? And the preacher just said, that's easy. Said, the good Lord just reached up in heaven, grabbed him an outfit, or he just materialized one and put on him. But when they come out to see Legion, what was he? The Bible said the first thing, he was clothed and he was in his right mind. When you take your clothes off out in public, you surely can't be in your right mind. That's the truth. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't you love God tonight? Oh, you do. I can tell by the glory that's in this place tonight. Yeah, but old Legion was over there. Yeah, man, and he was naked. He was wild. He was filthy. He slobbered. He cut himself. He screamed. And I don't know if you've ever seen anybody demon possessed or not. I don't know if you, I say Brother Collins has. Probably have cast a few out. Hey man, yes, I've seen a few cast out and been a part of it. I tell you what, that's one of the greatest feelings you'll ever see. Hey man, when you see somebody that's been possessed of the devil, and you see the power of the Holy Ghost sweep through there and sweep into them, and you see that demon come out. Somebody said, you see it, preacher? No, but I saw the results after he come out there. Woo! Somebody said, what was the result? It was exactly like whole Legion. Legion screamed and cried and hollered. He wore himself out. I mean, he literally wore himself out. The demons was pressing him so. And let me say this today. There is pressure from hell today, almost to the point like you have never seen. Church people are doing some irrational things. Amen. But how do we combat this, Brother Ellis? It's called prayer and getting a hold of God and hiding away with God and saying, God, give me power over all the power of the devil. Thank you, Lord. I'll say that. I will. Never saw that comparison in my life. Anybody ever have your wife and nag you about something? Don't raise your hand. You might get in trouble. But you've had them to nag, 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 nag. And you've probably said, well, you get off my back and shut up. if you've been married long enough. Amen. Now, there's exceptions to almost every rule, and it probably didn't happen. But how was it you got it off your back as a rule? Amen. Shut up, get off my back, 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 shut up. You may take you 3 months. So finally she said, I quit. I'm not asking you no more. I'm not going to bug you no more. She goes off and you say, oh, glory, hallelujah. I got her off my back. Amen. Now when the devil rides your shoulder and says, do this, do that, do this, you're going to do it, do that, do this, you ought to do the same thing to him that you've done to your wife that was nagging you, if she was. Thank God for good women. Don't get me wrong now. Amen. Somebody said, how you get the devil off? He ain't that easy. All you got to do is say, as I rebuke you, Satan, get behind me, Satan. I plead the blood of Christ. Get behind me, devil. Move out of the way, devil. I got more greater he that's in me than he that's in you. Move it over, devil. Amen. And after a while, that devil's going to say, my Lord, you're plumb wearing me out. I'm going to leave you alone. And you ought to say, that's what I want you to do, is leave me.
You're not timid when you disagree with your wife or your husband. Man, you go at it till you see which one's going to get what they want and which one's going to give in. I'm not throwing off on husband's wife. Thank God for good men and women in Christ. Amen. But I'm making a comparison here tonight. Amen. As you resist some things in life, God has supplied the need. Greater is he that is within you than he that is out there in the world. Amen. I plead to somebody, get this. One night I'm a fighting with the devil. I'm a tossing, I'm a turning. And the devil said, you're going to do this, preacher. You're going to do that. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. I said, no, I ain't. Yeah, I said, no, I ain't. Yeah, he said, you can't stand it, preacher. You're weak, and I'm going to get you. I said, no, you ain't. He said, yes, I am. I said, no, you ain't. He said, yes, I am. I said, no, you ain't. He said, yes, I am. Oh, Lord, in about 4 o'clock, 5 in the morning, hey, man, this ain't been but a couple of years ago. It was been that long. Hey, man, I looked up to heaven. I said, hey, look, Lord, he done flat wore me out. Amen. And my strength is almost gone. Amen. What am I going to do? I've done plead the blood. I've rebuked him. I've done everything I know. Now, how in the world am I going to get him off my back? And something rolled across my mind. I said, get and read your Bible. I said, as drained as I am, as down as I am, as weak as I am, I'll have to read 30, 40, 50 chapters, or 100, just to get my spiritual man built right back up. My Lord, I jumped up. I went into my big living room. I flipped the light on. I grabbed that Bible, and after 3 verses, I felt a surge. I felt a power. I felt a glory. I felt a strength. You know what I had need of? I had need that word to go back in and stir my inward man. I need a strength from the word. Of God. Can I caught people trying to get by the devil without reading the word? It's the word that makes us strong. It's the power that stirs the word and puts a fire in your soul.
I'll cut it at this time because I feel too. But my God, she's just come plenty for me. Just a second, if you would. But my God shall supply your every need. Whatever that you have need of tonight. God has a storehouse, I believe Job said. Oh, he has a storehouse. Well, preacher, I'm fat and I'm ugly. And God can make you feel like you're skinny and pretty when you're fat and ugly. Come on now. Yeah, but preacher, I'm not very intelligent. No, but God can make you intelligent or make you feel like you're intelligent. Somebody said, preacher, I feel like I'm a nothing. Come on now. I feel like I'm a nothing and a nobody. Can I tell you, I ain't nobody when it comes to being exalted, but through Christ I am somebody. I'm a child of the King. He bled for me. He died for me. My God, he suffered for me. And not only that, he wrote my name down in a Lamb's Book of Life, and it's been there 26 years. I'm a nothing and a nobody. That's a killing more church people than I know of. I want you to know you are somebody. I don't care if you've been backslid and you just got back in church. I don't care if you're a preacher and you blew your ministry. I don't care if you're a preacher and you've blown your ministry. I don't care if you were a Sunday school teacher and you blew your Sunday school teaching. I don't care if you have blown all the confidence that people had in you. I don't care if you tore down everything you built up. I don't care if you're flat on your back. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if you're emotionally drained. Amen. You are somebody. And God loves you tonight. And God wants to put His Spirit and His power and His glory back in you and raise you up and make you sit together in heavenly places. You are a child of the King. I will. I sure will. How many here tonight is saved? Can I see your hand? You're a child of the King. Now I know in some churches you have a problem with arrogance and exaltation, but I don't feel that to here tonight, brother. Nor do I see it. But maybe on the other end of the spectrum, they some that don't feel like as good as you should. And I want every saint of God in here tonight, as my wife sings, to raise your hand and say, God, I am somebody through Christ. Would you do that for me tonight? Every saint of God in here, I want you to raise your hand. Say, God, I am somebody through Christ who saved me and gave His life for me. I don't care where I've been, Lord. I don't care what I've done. My God, the devil says I can't be forgiven. The devil says I can't be restored. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven of restoration that will take the violence that has been broken and will take the vessel. My God, the potter tonight can form the vessel any way He wants to form it. And I'm here to tell you tonight, God has the need. He can supply the need. When I can't make you feel like you're a child of the King, God can make you feel like your name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
I longed to hide my face. I was so ashamed for all the wrong that I had done.
Sing it for me.
And I knew I had to fade, and I was bound to face hell's flames.
Listen
to
me.
I'd be dead today. Oh, my friend, but
sing it for me. If you were nothing and a nobody, and if you backslid, God would have never made a way to come back. God didn't bring you back to shame you. People will. I said some preachers will. But God didn't bring you back to ridicule you. God didn't bring you back to torment you. Oh, come on, preacher. God brought you back to put you into restoration and to put you in a place where you belong and to put you back in the harness. My God, listen to me. Amen. I know it's sometimes you can't. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if the devil's riding your back, I want you to know you are somebody in Jesus Christ.
He lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love.
Here's the way I preach it. When the devil says, man, what a preacher you are, Brother Ellis, I say, I ain't nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just a servant that has doing his duty. Then I don't get exalted. But Brother Burns, when he comes along and says, you sorry thing, you ain't worth a hill of beans. You ain't worth a powder to blow you up. You're the sorriest thing. You can't preach. You can't sing. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a nothing and nobody. I said, hold it right there, big boy. I'm a child of the King. And God has made me. I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, glory. I am what I am by the grace of a living God. Stand with me, church, right now.
I know the devil, he lets me know.
While the wife sings, I want you to raise your hands toward heaven. And I want you to say the same thing while it goes. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. And God, I accept that role. I accept that role. I'm a child of the King. Raise your hand. Come on. Come on, if you're saved, I don't care if you're backsliding, just come back in. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. And I want you to raise your hand and tell God you believe that you're a child of the King. and you believe that God restored you, and you believe God's going to use you, and you believe that God has some good things in store.
And all my righteousness is filthy rags. That's all I'll ever be but for the blood. For the cleansing sets me free. But for the blood.
Sing it.
Shed on Calvary's tree.
Oh God in heaven.
But for the
Brother
blood.
Brother Collins, you believe them people somebody. You believe God wants to restore them home. Oh, and you love them no matter how muddy they got, don't you? Because you know God can clean them just like He did before. Amen, and you love
them. Well,
glory. I had a man come into my church and got saved. He looked like a woman. We prayed him through at the hospital. He was a homosexual. You listen to me. He was a homosexual. He'd been in the church about 6-8 weeks. When that Brother Roberts, the Holy Ghost, is moving through the building. And we're shaking hands and hugging each other's neck. I mean, the brothers are hugging the brothers and the sisters are hugging the sisters. And if you don't know any difference, just don't hug at all. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me, said, you hug Brother So-and-so's neck. I said, not me. Lord said, I said, hug his neck. I said, not me. Lord said, I said, hug his neck. I said, Lord, I'm not sure he's out of that stuff. And I don't want to hug a man's neck if he ain't out of it. Lord spoke to me the first time and said, I said, hug him. I run over and grabbed him by the hand. I hugged his neck. Amen. You know what? He made me a good church member. You know why? God saved him. God cleansed him. God broke him.